Welcome to the Profit First REI podcast, where real estate investors master financial management, eradicate entrepreneurial poverty, and learn to be profitable from day one. Now for your host, David Richter.
Welcome back to the Profit First REI podcast. Have a special, exciting guest today. He's known all over the world probably because he shot for a show on Netflix and he needs to talk about that for sure today. But he's also a real estate investor, a newer real estate investor who's done some pretty amazing things. So I want to introduce Miles Berrio to you. And Miles, just say hey to everyone out there and then I'll ask you to start diving in and asking you some questions. So.
Hey guys, it's always interesting hearing my introduction. I always feel like, is this me? It's so weird, but hey, I really appreciate you having me on the show. You give some awesome value. And it's a blessing to be here. So,
and the first time I saw Miles, he actually tagged my Instagram in one of his stories. I don't know if he meant to do that, but I had just set up a Profit First REI Instagram just about a month ago. And then I got tagged on there recently, and it was Miles that had tagged me. So I started looking through Miles' stuff. I was like, oh wow, this is pretty awesome. So then I got him on. I wanted to get him on here because he's a real estate investor who's actually implemented Profit First and from what I can tell, is loving that system from that post and the other post that you've had on it. So wanted to have you on here. But before we go into all the Profit First stuff or anything like that, I want to just get a little bit of your background. Tell the listeners who you are, what you've done as far as like the Netflix show and what you're doing now in real estate and what got you started in real estate, just high level of your journey.
Yeah. So just kind of like a high level view of how I ended up here in real estate. Really kind of very interestingly and kind of mistakenly, I have always wanted to kind of be in real estate. You know, one of those people that, you know, is probably financially conscious and you want to be successful. So I'm sure every person kind of has that mindset, always, you know, kind of sees himself doing something in real estate at some point, right? But I never really had a plan or, you know, didn't really, you know, I originally thought you had to have like, you know, $50,000, $60,000, $100,000, $200,000 saved up to really start investing in real estate. So before real estate, I was a wedding and commercial photographer. So I shot for Netflix, shot for Target, have my, you know, photos all over the stores around the country. I shot for Uber Eats, WeWork, did destination weddings, traveled all over. I mean, just an awesome, awesome career. And obviously most people recently have started discovering me from the Netflix show Love is Blind, which was really, really crazy because my wife and I, we live in Greenville, South Carolina now, but we moved from Sandy Springs, Atlanta and, you know, Sandy Springs area. So I was able to photograph for Netflix there in Atlanta where they shot Love is Blind at one of the venues. So really kind of how, just fast forwarding to how I got into real estate, like I said, kind of mistakenly, if anyone's listening to this right now, we're all kind of in the same sort of experience of COVID and how it's really affected all of us in different ways. And honestly, that's truthfully like what kind of happened is about 6-7 months ago, obviously COVID was really starting to, I don't want to say take off. I don't know if that's the right way to say, but obviously COVID started becoming more and more of a real experience for people. And it did for me and my family, but you know, I read Robert Kiyosaki coming out of college and did network marketing and, you know, was really involved in business. So, you know, the four quadrants, understanding like, you know, getting to that self-employed and then getting to the business owner, but then you really want to get to that I quadrant, the investor where your money's working for you. I was, you know, at least at self-employed and was definitely way better than just in the E quadrant being an employee because I was able to kind of have my own hours, make my own money. Like it was great, but something like COVID is another real experience of why really having your money work for you and being in the I quadrant is really important because even as a self-employed individual, as a photographer, when COVID hit, pretty much everything stopped, you know, like venues, obviously, you know, are canceling, you know, couples are canceling, rescheduling to like a year later and people are asking for deposits. I mean, just all these things are happening. So my business pretty much, you know, just froze overnight and being self-employed is amazing. But when you have something like that happen, you're really kind of, you know, freaking out. And then on top of that, as some people may know, is I was actually having my first daughter, my firstborn daughter. So she, obviously all that, you know, has been a huge blessing and, you know, we're good to go because thank God for real estate investing. But, at the time I was pretty afraid, pretty nervous. I mean, I'm, you know, newly married young guy having my firstborn daughter and, you know, I'm in a situation and I got a wife, you know, and I'm just, you know, my whole business is shut down. Like, what am I going to do? So I'll try and fast forward through really an experience that happened for me. My faith is in Christ, and just I prayed about this, and I really started out of fear, though, on trying to find work. And there was a job opportunity available. I'm kind of leaving out some details, but basically, you know, I was getting offers back to work at these jobs, which was really a blessing and crazy. You know, there was one specific company that's just like, you know, we want you to work tomorrow. Like, can you come in, you know, now? Can you come in? And, you know, I really just paused and prayed about it. And I really just felt like the Lord was telling me not to take this job. Fast forwarding, how crazy that would seem, just being disciplined and obedient to that. I did not take the job. I told my wife about that. And just, I really don't feel like, I really feel like the Lord is telling me not to take this job. And was just obedient to that. And I, you know, obviously it's hard to see in hindsight, you know, or to see, you know, looking forward. But when you look backwards in hindsight of why things happened, it totally makes sense. And obviously I can see and can tell why, you know, I was really led away from taking that job out of fear. And, you know, I just really trusted in the Lord. And I don't think it's the Lord's call to just have you sit and do nothing and just think everything's going to be provided for you. But it's really being obedient and guided. I believe, obviously, as the good book says, the Lord guides our footsteps. So in order to be guided, you got to keep stepping. So I didn't take the job, but I still, you know, was kind of looking for different things. And I was just watching YouTube one day, and I can't remember the guy's name, but there's literally this random YouTube channel. It was still like educate. It was just informative. And, you know, I'm always like personally developing and just listening to things that can grow my mind and things like that. And they don't actually ever interview real estate people ever. It's not really a real estate channel, but they just happened to have this person on. And this guy was talking about how he was able to break into the real estate investing world with, you know, no money, not using any of his money, not using credit or any of this stuff. Obviously, you know, I'm looking at that situation like COVID's here, my business shut down, you know, if I don't have to use my credit or use any money, you know, I'm down to listen. So I heard what the guy had to say. It was very eye-opening and just really inspiring to hear, and really exciting to hear how you could honestly get involved in real estate through wholesaling real estate. So that's really what started my real estate investing career about 7 months ago, was wholesaling. I started learning everything I could about wholesaling real estate, basically, you know, all of January to end of February. Really started taking a lot of action after that towards the end of March. Yeah, March, April-ish is when I basically locked up my first contract and made $11,000. And then after that, another 11 grand. And then after that, some more. Then I had a huge deal, 30 grand. And then just kept, I mean, it just was going crazy. It was working my butt off. And then that's where I am today, to where wholesaling, fortunately, because again, I just like to think big. I knew that wholesaling wasn't the end all be all. You know, I know there's all types of real estate investing. So I kept seeking and searching and really discovered all these other things in real estate, like buying properties through creative finance, you know, subject to seller finance. So that's what I'm doing now, is actually buying properties myself, not just, you know, I don't consider myself a wholesaler. It's just one strategy, one way to be able to, you know, dispo or have an exit strategy. And then looking at land development deals, commercial, you know, just all types of stuff, you know, in this space right now. But profit first, we will probably touch into that. But that, when I was starting to wholesale and make these checks, you know, I knew in my previous business that making money is half the battle, you know.
Right.
You know, you hear, yeah, a company, and, you know, you might hear a company, oh, this company is $500,000, you know, oh, this company does $500,000 in revenue, or, you know, there's $20 million in revenue. It may not mean they're actually making that as a profit, right? You know, we get on this sort of, you know, scaling as quickly as we can cycle. And, you know, we live in this sort of social media, visual, aesthetically pleasing world of the big bucks and the lifestyle and the scale big, and all these things are great. But we all know that it's not about just, it's not about how much you make. It's, you know, how much you're actually keeping, profiting, you know, and growing. And anyway, we can get into that. But Profit First was one, like, the first book I've ever read that had that kind of mentality about how can you actually grow a business without thinking in a way that is like the traditional way you might, like the intuitive way of like, if I need to grow my business, I need to hire more people, spend more money, do that. You know, you're just like, you know what I mean? Rather than, yeah, actually growing your profit and thinking about you profiting first to be able to run a better business. Anyway, so it was super awesome and very, very helpful. So
how did you hear about the book, or like where?
Oh man,
did you find it?
Yeah, that's a good question. I feel so bad I'm not able to share, because I'm just always like listening to audios, reading books, you know. Listen. So I'm pretty sure someone just, you know what? Actually, I believe I heard about the book on Steve Train's podcast, Real Estate Disruptors. I think one of the guys he was interviewing had talked about the book Profit First. And anytime I hear recommendations of like books or different things, I'll just really quickly jot them down or something like that and just kind of check it out. And man, I hate that I wasn't able to, I'm not able to remember who it was, but someone had recommended Profit First. And I was like, let me jot this down. And then, you know, I checked the book out and just, oh my gosh, like this is gold. Like this is like, everyone needs to, like, why is this not like a book we all read in like school, college or high school? I mean, this is just like, because this isn't just real estate. Like Profit First isn't like real estate based. Like this is like profit. This is anything that makes a profit, any business. Right. The principle of how you can really get yourself in trouble by building a business the way we all think we need to build a business, rather than the concepts and the principles in the book. I mean, this is everything, you know, any business, any model, you know, really needs to know that, this concept. So I was like, it's amazing. Amazing stuff.
So you are a fan, so that's good. That was going to be my next question.
Absolutely. Oh, I mean, but I think I read, literally, I bought the book the day it came in. I think I read, I don't want to say the wrong thing because I don't know when it actually comes up in the chapters. I might have, but whatever, like only a couple of chapters, I read like one or two chapters. I got basically to the point to where it was encouraging you to actually go to the bank, like do some real actionable things. And like when I got the book the very next day, I was already like at the bank,
nice.
Like opening That's a new awesome. Account and doing, like I've read the book, but I'm just saying like when it got to the, you know, you could just kind of read the whole book and not take any action yet.
Right.
I like literally the first moment it was like, you know, you want to do these. I just like immediately went to a bank and just like, you know, it was just so, I'm that much of a fan. It was just like, so it's so awesome. So
then tell me before Profit First, and I guess not even in the real estate world, but with your other business, how was the financial side? Was it just like the pain in the butt that most people go through, or like how was it without that book and then your life after that book? So tell us a little bit about like the financial side before.
Yeah. So I'll say, I guess, a little bit of progression from a high level view of when I was maybe, let's say, just 19, 20, 21. Obviously, you're like just super hungry for success and just making money if you're just like out there hustling. So I got involved in network marketing, did really, really well, was a top earner in my area, Georgia, traveling all over the world. I actually didn't finish college. I went to the University of Georgia, but I just had no time. I was never in class. I was always on airplanes. People can scroll through my Instagram and they can see I'm just, you know, speaking on stages in front of 200, 300 plus people. And I wrote a book and I was just traveling. So I did really, really well. I was making a lot, but I was spending a lot of money. So that just, I guess, kind of highlights to the first part of my financials was just really only understanding the concept of creating revenue. I was really good at that, producing money, revenue, but learned pretty quickly, you know, you could do that for 3, 4, 5 years and kind of be like, man, where's all this money going? You know, you don't have anything to show for. So I moved into kind of the second tier of mindset, which is, you know, it's not about just necessarily how much money you make, but how much money you're actually keeping. So I started, you know, really understanding how to make sure that I'm profitable rather than just, you know, revenue generating, if that makes sense. So I really started looking at how could I like, you know, decrease expenses, you know, how I could just look at things, you know, taxes, how I could, you know, really be more intentional on how to pay less in taxes by just being more organized, not doing anything illegally, but just being more organized, like actually, you know, keeping track of things that I'm paying for and buying, just all those different things, right?
Right.
But at the end of the day, that's still not truly the principle of like profit first, right? Because you know, the whole idea of profit first, that last word is the like key to this thing. It's like, you know, when that money's coming in, you're looking at profit first. It's not like the last thing. So even though I was thinking about how can I be more profitable, I was still kind of doing the old equation of, you know, profit equals like, you know, revenue minus expenses. And then whatever's left over is what I, you know, is what I can take home, so to speak. So reading Profit First, that's like really one of the big principle of this concept is like, you know, when that check comes in, when that revenue comes in, you pay yourself first. And you really, it feels weird because you're like paying you first, but you're like, I got to pay that. But I love how it really challenges you to think about changing things. It challenges you to look at your business in a way that keeps you healthy rather than supporting all of your expenses and you just like trying to live off of whatever's left over, if that makes sense.
Yep.
Which is generally how a lot of times what we like to do. So it's totally allowed to put, it's basically allowed my financials to put me in a more powerful position to start really being in control of like how much money I need to operate this, or how much money I need to put towards this, or how much money I'm going to actually, you know, put towards marketing this month. And if there's nothing left for that, that's what I'm just going to use. And that's just it. But at the end of the day, I've already paid myself, so it's okay. Rather than, you know, check comes in, put X amount towards marketing, and oh crap, maybe I did a little bit more than I should have. Now I have to only live off of X, you know, right. Then you got to just, you do that circle over and over. So it's just really, you know, put me in a position of power for my own business, to just work more efficiently, really is the word. You're just a lot more efficient with where your money's going, because it challenges you to see like, oh crap, now that I've paid myself first, I really only have X to deploy to that, to deploy to that, to deploy to that. And if you need more, then that means you just need to, you know, obviously you're generating more, still paying yourself first, or you're either lessening what you're spending on those expenses and things like that to accommodate for, you know, the profit first mentality, and then just tweaking things to continue to grow. So
awesome. That's awesome. So it definitely did feel like that you had that progression from where you were, you know, and making the money to keeping the money to profit first, where that's the, like you said, what the mindset's all about. And that's why we have this podcast now, because we want real estate investors. I've been a real estate investor for years now, and it was just, I needed to get this message out, you know, so that's why we started this. We want to get that message out, and we're very thankful that you've gone on this journey too. So let me just ask you a couple more questions here. Don't have many more, but is there anything else about Profit First or how you've implemented it, or any other tips that you'd want to give real estate investors regarding Profit First and how you've set it up?
Yeah. I mean, I guess in just to be, I try and be, you know, super frank and honest. Like, again, I'm not some, you know, I've been in real estate investing for 20 plus years and have a bazillion doors and all these things. So I'm still in the middle of, you know, continuing to put this into practice and committing to it, which is, I guess, the tip that I would really have to throw out there is that it's going to feel different. But two things, I guess, that I would have to say is, number one, you have to make the mental commitment, like, first, that this is something that you know you need to do for your business. Because if you really just have the mindset of like, yeah, I know I'm making money and, you know, I have some cash in the bank and, like, you know, it's kind of like a, you know, be cool out type of thing, it just won't work, because it builds your business. Really kind of like the complete opposite. I mean, even revenue comes in as profit, to where, you know, really the equation is like your profits first, you know, revenue comes in, you make a profit, and then the expenses is what you have left to spend, you know, whatever you're spending money on marketing or, you know, whatever to operate your business. And if you don't have what you thought you might have had to operate your business, then you need to look at that, you know, rather than just spending whatever and then be like, oh, I just live off whatever's left as my profit. So it's a really challenging way to really go about it. So that would be the second thing. The first thing is really committing to the mindset of like, this is important and valuable for me in my business to be able to thrive and move forward. But number two is really taking the small practices. Like, I really love how in the book, the part where it's like, you know, really encourages you, don't move on to the next chapters and move forward until you go do this, you know, like, even if it's as simple as like whatever account you already have, like, turn that into your tax account that you're not going to touch, or you're like, you know, you're going to go open up a bank right now, or it'll be a separate account that, you know, you won't get like a debit card and credit or whatever to start spending money for and all that stuff. Just like the small steps that you can take, just take them, you know, like that. It'll really just help you in the long run to not really think about it as like, here's this whole entire idea and this whole entire experience that I need to really figure out or get used to, but just really taking that first step and committing to that. And then the next one and the next one, because it really took some time. It wasn't like, you know, I read the book and then, like, you know, the next day it's just everything is set in stone. Like, legitimately, like, I'll be honest, like, I went to go open those accounts, but I actually didn't start putting, like, dividing the money up and like actually doing the practice of the thing, going here and doing that. Honestly, until, like, really, to be honest, like the next month, honestly,
yeah,
because I was just so used to the money just coming into wherever it was and then just like letting it sit there and then just deploying what I needed to deploy to my mm-hmm. business to like have more marketing and things like that, rather than like legitimately dividing it out to where you don't even see this anymore. This has already gone to this, like this is going to that. And you have to really just take, you know, Martin Luther King says, you don't need to see the whole staircase to get to the top. You just need to see the first step. Right. And that's really just true, is you only need to see that first step. And once you take that, you know, it'll be addicting, obviously addicting, right. You know, you'll just see your business change, the way you think about it change, and you will feel the profit. You'll feel more profit in your business and in your life doing it, honestly. So it's really cool.
Awesome. Well, this has been an awesome podcast. Thank you so much, Miles, for sharing about your journey and whatnot. And then I wanted to say, since you provide so much value here, is there any way that the listeners can provide value to you? Like, where can they connect with you? What do you need right now? Is there anything that you, you know, want from the listeners?
Well, I don't know necessarily that I want from the listeners, but I think I always love to connect with other people and see how I can serve them and how they might want to serve me. I know one thing right now, because I am in the business of buying now, currently even right now, buying a property, two properties, one in a newer area, about 45 minutes from Greenville where I live, Spartanburg. So this first time really kind of going outside where I currently reside, but I'm in the whole industry and space of like raising private capital. Okay. You know, so going through the whole experience of raising money, raising private capital. So this isn't to ask your listeners, hey, can anyone, you know, give me money to buy properties? But if anyone has, you know, experience in that, or is everyone's lending, if anyone knows, like, you know, just different tips, things, you know, I always love connecting with people who are raising money to buy real estate. So and right now that's what I've been focusing on. But how to connect with me, I always love to share and help and encourage. I have a YouTube channel myself that really teaches all these things. I just like to share everything I'm learning, taking people on a walk through a property and hearing from some of my buddies who have done tons of fix and flips and hearing some really cool aspects of certain things that I didn't even know about, whether it's land development experiences I'm going through, wholesaling, all the different aspects of wholesaling, just all these things. You know, I'm an open book, so you can find me on YouTube, which is so funny. The book Profit First has just been such a such a great concept and life-changing thing for me that I named the YouTube channel Bigger Profits.
Awesome.
Obviously people know the, you know, YouTube channel Bigger Pockets, but I really wanted to talk about the idea of not, because that's the thing. It's like, yes, we can all have bigger pockets. And this is in no way to degrade bigger pockets is amazing and they give so much value and they're incredible, but it's really just that idea of like, you know, we can always think about more money, bigger pockets, but that doesn't necessarily mean you're having bigger profits, which at the end of the day is what we really all want. You know, because if I asked you, would you rather have $100 million a year, you know, and then take home, you know, $10,000, or would you rather make $100,000 a year and take home $80,000? Obviously you would want to take home more of the profit and not really care about necessarily what you're, you know, making. So it's more so about profit first, you know, what your profit is. So anyway, that's the YouTube channel. It's called Bigger Profits. And you can find me on Instagram very easily, just my first last name, you know, so at miles.berrio, Facebook, Miles Berrio. And I'm always down to connect with your listeners and anyone. So
awesome. So if they wanted to get a hold of you, if they were interested in private lending with you or had those types of connections, would they reach out through Instagram or would there be another way to reach out to you?
Yeah. You could shoot an email, my company email info@risenrei.com. So RISEN and then REI, real estate investing, .com. You can just shoot me an email and yeah, I get several emails from people. Hey, you know, we're lending at this rate and, you know, these are the sort of, you know, contingencies, yada, yada, and all these different things. And I'm just a big believer in, you know, for me, you know, being able to actively be in the real estate investing business and add value to properties and neighborhoods and just build a real estate business, but also help people, you know, make a return on their money. Like, it's crazy. I never really understood this until I got into real estate investing, how, yes, there are people with, you know, a self-directed IRA or 401k or whatever, their money's just sitting in a bank account. They don't even have it. And it's just sitting there and it's earning less than 1% a year, you know, less than 2% a year. And they have, you know, $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, you know, where they could very easily earn 8%, 9%, 15% on their money by literally not having any real estate experience, not having any, you know, real estate knowledge. I mean, simply because they just have the money, they could totally just get an awesome return and help another investor, you know, be able to build their business and everyone wins. And it's just such a great concept. So really big believer of private money. So anyway, that's where they can reach me. We'd love to connect.
There you go. info@risenrei.com. So there you go. That's how to reach Miles if you are interested in the private lending. And then he's got his Instagram, Miles Berrio. And then he's got also the Bigger Profits. I love that. The Bigger Profits YouTube channel. So that's where to check him out. Miles, thank you so much for being on. Great episode today.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Yep. Thanks. Thank you so much for listening to today's show. If you found this episode valuable, could you do me a quick favor? Can you give us an honest rating within iTunes? And be honest, you could say whether you liked it or not.
And obviously with iTunes, the more reviews and ratings we have, the better it is for other people that are searching for Profit First in a podcast. So we'd love to be ranked on there. And that's thanks to your help. So we would really appreciate that if you would like to go give us a rating. Also, if you're looking to connect with us further, I would highly recommend checking out our Facebook group, Profit First for Real Estate Investors, and that's literally what it's called. So you can type in Profit First for Real Estate Investors, and you'll be able to find our Facebook group right there. So come join active real estate investors who are supporting each other and growing their businesses and profits together. That's what that group is all about. The link should be in the description below. And if you're interested in working with us and implementing Profit First in your real estate business, we offer coaching and guidance. So if you want to work with someone who's actually Profit First certified and who works right now currently with real estate businesses, you can actually go start your application process by going to simplecfosolutions.com/apply, or just go right to simplecfosolutions.com and there's an apply button right on there. If you want to actually start your Profit First journey with someone who can actually walk you through those step by step and help you know and grow your cash flow. Thanks again for joining us for another episode of the Profit First REI podcast. See you next episode.